Sunshine Coast Police say their investigations show that more offenders are travelling here from other areas of the southeast in an attempt to take advantage of our relaxed way of life. It's as the number of car and home break-ins continues to rise. Just last month, a Mullaney family had their car stolen from their driveway, the offenders entering their home through a gate and then side door to steal a wallet and car keys from the kitchen table. Police later found the vehicle at Pelican Waters, where they arrested two girls aged 13 and 14 and a 14-year-old boy. Police asking locals to come together to support each other and help reduce the risk of opportunistic theft. Premier David Crisafulli has been sworn in but is yet to select his new ministry. Only three MPs have so far been named, with speculation as many as five MPs from the Sunshine Coast could be given portfolios. The LNP has won seven of eight seats on the Sunshine Coast, with Noosa to be retained by independent Sandy Bolton, while the southern seat of Palmerstone remains undeclared, with LNP candidate and former Glasshouse Christian College student Ariana Doolan now on track to become the youngest woman elected to state parliament. Well, we may be entering another COVID wave, according to Queensland Health. COVID-19 cases are rising across the state, with the XEC subvariant now making up 20% of recent cases. The Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service has confirmed 145 cases of COVID for October, bringing the yearly total here to 3,870. And Council has collected three gold awards at the recent International Economic Development Council Awards ceremony in Colorado. Council's Testing Tech in Paradise program and Sunshine Coast Incentive Assistance program earned top accolades for innovation in marketing, technology and economic recovery efforts. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says the awards highlight how the region is leading the way in innovation and growth.